Thanks for listening to the WYXR Archives. It's our spring pledge drive. Help keep the archive going by going to WYXR.org and donating now.
What's up? You're all good. You're here. You're now listening to Talk Memphis. I have Amanda Yarbrough-Dill from the Cooper Young Community Association.
That's right. I'm here. Hey,
and
y'all.
We're going to be talking Porch Fest in a bit. But in the meantime, here's some Above Jupiter. Okay, I'm Amanda Yarbrough-Dill. I'm cheating and using my backing track from my Friday show. Are you cool with that?
I won't tell anybody.
Please don't tell a soul. Please don't tell a soul. It brings me comfort. But you are actually listening to Talkin' Memphis. You're not listening to Finders Keepers right here on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. I have the organizer of Cooper Young Porch Fest. Is this the third time you've come on?
I guess it is the third time
Been doing it for four.
But this is the fourth year. Fest.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I slacked a little bit on that first year.
We didn't know what was going on.
No, nobody did.
An immediate post-pandemic time.
Yeah. But look at it now.
I know. What pandemic, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Lol.
So it's this Saturday.
Yes. This Saturday in the historic Cooper Young neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
The first show start at noon. And it will go until 6 p.m. And then there is an after party.
I know. I saw the after party, which looks incredible.
Yes.
And it's nice because it's one block from my home.
Right. You can just roll there in an office chair.
I'll do that. I will do that.
Right.
So, yeah, Cooper Young Porch Fest, fourth year in the historic, as you just said, historic Cooper Young neighborhood. How many bands do we have this year?
Well, you know, last year I said we can't have more than 100 bands. It's not, they won't fit on a 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. But then things happen, people sign up, then more people sign up. And so there are, I believe, about 118 bands.
Wow.
On 46 porches.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. And some of these are actually at, like, included in the gazebo and, like, Zen House, businesses as well.
We've had a lot of businesses that have wanted to opt in.
Yeah.
So we're like, sure, great, we love you. By all means.
Why not?
Yes.
And we were just talking about this off air. Like, this is open to basically anyone. Like, I could just come up and, like, sign up and I'd be like, I'm going to play this kazoo for 30 minutes.
Yes, you definitely could. Yeah, it's a very, it's a egalitarian event.
Okay.
You can, if you play all the time, you can come. If you never play, you can come and you can sign up. So.
Yeah, and some people play their own porches.
Yes, and then people play their own porches. This is how I end up with 118 bands.
Yeah, yeah, it's cool. It's cool. I promise, well, I guess I shouldn't promise. I was going to say, I'll never play my own porch, but I can't make any promises, friend.
Well, you know, you have to think about what kind of experience you want.
Yeah, not. I don't want that experience for anyone involved. okay, so we are playing bands that are going to be featured at this Saturday's Cooper Young Porch Fest. We just heard Above Jupiter with Two-Way Sky. I played them on my other show before, and you said there's, like, we do have a large contingent of some youths.
There is a porch on Oliver, and it is going to be basically a high school showcase. And I think there's, like, 5 high school bands.
Wow, awesome.
And then I think, I'm not going to say 100%, there may be one elementary school band that plays a few songs on this porch. We'll see. I'm not making any promises.
Okay, well, I'm into it. I'm into it. So, yeah, we are here with Amanda Yarbardell, as I just mentioned, talking about Cooper Young Porch Fest on Talkin' Memphis. And let's hear another performer from this Saturday, Chris Hamlet. How about them apples?
Yes, by all means.
Okay. This is called Green Line Run right here on WYXR.
Keep it going.
Yeah. That's right.
WYXR, Memphis.
This is WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
There's a fire in my heart, and it's blazing like a light in the dark. Honey, you know you're my gasoline. Pour it up, pour it on me. Can you feed my flame? Lose a little control, just enough to let go. Baby, can you feed my flame?
Alright, so I'm having some technical issues, but we heard from Ranima Mom.
Awesome.
Just now. She's great. I love
her.
She's young. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but she's so young that, like, friends of mine, their son is in her band.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's a funny time of life we're in, isn't it?
It really is. we are playing tunes from artists who are playing Porch Fest this weekend, this Saturday. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about it while I figure out my computer?
Saturday, yes. This Saturday. It's a fun day to come to Cooper Young because in the morning we have the community yard sale. And I just made that little map today, and there's like 25 yards in the yard sale. So you can come for that. You can have lunch. Then you can go see bands all afternoon.
That's nice. So the yard sale starts when? You said 9?
I put 8 to 12.
Okay.
I feel like, you know, maybe there will be people out before then, but is Cooper Young a pre-8 a.m. yard sale neighborhood? I feel like no.
That's hard for us. It's difficult.
Yes, it is difficult.
But yeah, and the music starts at like noon, right?
Yeah, the music starts at noon. There's a ton of bands, you know, noon, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then like a handful at 5.
Okay, where can people get, like, you have your whole map, you have your whole list, please, and diagram and all that. It's where can folks find that?
Yes, it's been uploaded. You can go to cooperyoung.org/porchfest. You can see the Porchfest map, the schedule, and also the yard sale stuff.
Nice.
And you can easily just save that to your phone.
Oh,
yeah. Or you can come to the gazebo, and we will be selling t-shirts. We've got very cool new t-shirts this year. We'll have paper maps.
Well, I would be remiss if I didn't say that your new t-shirts and that your logo design that just happened this year, designed by WYXR's very own Tom Martin. Amazing.
Wonderful.
Yes.
He was so great to work with. He was so sweet to do it for us. It was really great.
Awesome. And just of note, during my show, I don't know, you might have missed this, but somebody had Tom Martin's WYXR logo tattooed on them during my show on Friday.
Yes, I saw this.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I was like, Robbie, have you let Tom know? I don't know how Tom feels about it.
I would think he would like it.
One would think, yes.
He wouldn't be upset about it.
No, he shouldn't. He shouldn't be. Shout out to Tom Martin. But yeah, all of this is free.
Yes, it's all free. It's all brought to you by your Cooper Young Community Association.
Yeah, amazing.
You know? Yes, it's great. We're a small nonprofit. We try to make Cooper Young a fun place to be and visit and live and all that other stuff.
All the good stuff.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah, and everything concentrated pretty much in the Cooper Young Historic Neighborhood and pretty walkable.
Yes, you know? Walkable. Or I would say too, you know, I walk every year and then I have like 18,000 steps at the end of the day. So you can also bring your bike. I think it'd be a great cycling day if you're into that.
I think you're right about the bike. I think the bike could work in this particular situation. I've made the mistake of taking my bike during Cooper Young Fest. That is not advised.
I don't think that's advisable. No, it's kind of a different animal.
Yeah, definitely for Porch Fest.
Yeah.
Totally bring that. So yeah, we're playing artists who are performing on Saturday. And various porches and actually businesses and all the goodness. And we have Amanda Yabardil here. My same name, but same birthday. Awesome.
That's right.
Belated happy birthday.
Yeah.
Of course.
Aries. About that. I just said that. I don't know anything about my own sign.
That's like, do you know your Enneagram?
Oh, I do.
What is it?
I'm number 9, the peacemaker.
Oh, okay. I like that. I'm glad you said what it was, because if you would have said 9, I'm like, okay, what's that?
Oh, yeah. I'm so selfish. I don't know about any others, Enneagrams other than mine. Actually, I know about my husband's.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. That's good you guys are up on your Enneagrams since you've been married for a very long
time. A really long time.
What I think is a long time.
Yes, right. Exactly. We're still doing it, babe.
Congrats, Brandon.
Yes.
Okay, so we're playing more tunes from artists performing at this Saturday's Cooper Young Porch Fest. I probably need to plug the fact that WYXR is also having a benefit that same day, which I'm kind of bummed about. Spring Reverb. But you can still go. It starts at 4.
Yeah.
Okay, and goes till 7, so you could still catch some great bands before and then the after party after. But yeah, if you're interested in Spring Reverb, go to WYXR.org. And also got to plug the fact that we are a nonprofit freeform radio station and we rely on donations. Just like you understand, you know the nonprofit hustle.
Yes. We need all your funds.
Yes.
These things don't happen on their own.
Right. These things are free.
Yes.
This is free.
Right.
What's happening? All the programming.
Yes.
And stereo sessions and stuff like that. As is Could Be on Porch Fest.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Well, let's hear from Folk Killers. This is Movie Night right here on Talkin' Memphis on WYXR 91.7 FM. Tonight,
Grace, and you're listening to WYXR Memphis.
Right, you were listening to Talkin' Memphis with Amanda Yarbrough-Dill.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah, we're doing it. We're doing it, Manders. I just called you my own nickname.
Manders.
Does anybody ever call you Manders?
Yeah, a little. A little light.
Light Mander action?
Never been a Mandy. Never went down that path.
God bless it. My family calls me that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sometimes still. Most of them don't, but some, you know, like my Aunt Mare.
Yeah.
My Aunt Marilyn. It's always Mandy.
I think that's much your family.
It's... Yeah, we'll allow it.
Yeah.
But yes, we are here. We're not here to talk about our names, no. Even though we have the same name.
It's a great name. You've got a lot of A's in it.
It's so many A's. So unusual. Not a lot of Amanda's out there. But we are here to talk about Cooper Young Porch Fest, which is happening this Saturday, April 20th. And I don't know, Cooper Young?
Yeah,
that sounds
believe
right.
So.
Sounds like the right location.
Yes, all over Cooper Young.
All over Cooper Young. And we just heard... actually, Mothcat, who will be playing at Cooper Young with Call Me Back. I hope that I have, well, I have the list from a few days ago, so it might be
updated. I think it's pretty good. Okay. I don't think I've had a lot of losses off that list. Really more ads, you know?
Ah, that's good. Yeah. Speaking of, yes, I am also hosting, and I'm excited about doing it for the third year.
Yeah.
And I'm legit honored and... I think it's understood between you, me, and Mothy.
Right, exactly.
Dibs. I have dibs on the drag show.
I always come to the drag show. It's the best way to close out the day. And then there's a guy that always has, like, dance music, like DJs. at the corner of Cox and Young, and okay. then we walk by there on our way back, and it's great. It's lit. It's crazy.
It is, and it's going to be even more lit this year, right? Because there's an after party.
Yes, there is an after party, and Shell on Wheels is going to be at that.
Oh
after
wow!
Party.
Oh wow!
So I have not heard the final. I'm not an organizer of that. I'm just a promoter of it.
Yeah.
But I believe Shell on Wheels is going to be either part. Closing the street at Young between Philadelphia and Bruce.
Okay.
Or in that parking lot that's at the corner of Philadelphia mm-hmm. and Young.
Familiar.
The Memphis Music Federation yeah. mystery building.
Yeah, it is a mystery. I went there one time for somebody was shooting a film and somehow mm-hmm. my friend Sean Davis let me sneak on set.
They were.
It is a mystery building.
Yeah, they were trimming trees there today.
Oh, wonderful.
So I think they're trying to get it ready to be able to bring the huge mobile stage.
Okay.
Now.
I wish they'd come a few houses down and trim my action.
Just like, come on.
Yeah, I need all the help I can get. Yeah, I've just been boring Amanda with my telling her I've been watching YouTube videos
yeah,
on how to
again,
change your mower blade.
Once again, it's a special phase of life. Talk about the mower blade.
Sorry, we don't have to talk about that on air, even though it's been a very prominent part of my day. yeah, what'd you say,
118 bands approximately yeah. on about 46 porches.
Holy cow.
And they're really spread all over the neighborhood. I have got to mention our sponsors. We've got Memphis Made
yes.
once again.
Nice.
They give all the bands free beer, which is so sweet.
Very sweet.
They're a great booster for the CYCA. And then Steve Womack State Farm, he gives us money for all the porta potties every year.
Wonderful. Potties are pivotal.
Yes.
Pivotal porta potty action.
Yes, exactly. So they are, I say this every year,
sprinkled throughout.
They're
yeah,
sprinkled
that's our
throughout.
Goal. That's our running thing.
Yes. I can't not say it.
I get it. I get it.
Big thanks to them.
Those are wonderful supporters of this free event on Saturday.
Yeah. 100%.
That's starting at noon. And when you tack on the after party, I mean, it's running until question mark?
I think the after party is until 9.
Okay.
And it is right in front of Memphis Whistle, and they're going to be doing a crawfish boil.
Oh, my goodness.
If you get down with that kind of action.
Yeah.
And some cocktails.
You want to suck on some crawfish.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
I hate to admit this, I'm a terrible Southerner, but I don't want to suck brains out of
No, I don't either. I don't do it. Also, I feel like it's so much trouble for such a small reward.
Same. Agree.
But people who like it really go for it.
I love it. I appreciate it wholeheartedly.
I like that.
Just give me the taters.
Much like Porch Fest, the communal nature of being around a plank table.
Oh yeah.
And everybody doing that together and drinking
with their hands
and,
like, visceral. And
yeah, I think it's cool, but not for me.
Yeah. No. But it's there for those of you crawfish lovers.
Yes. This is, sorry, Memphis Whistle. I know this is not a ringing endorsement.
I love Memphis Whistle.
People will be buying so much crawfish from them, I'm sure.
That's
and I'll
awesome.
Be so happy.
Hell yeah, dude. All right. Well, I'm gonna keep playing some tunes of artists. We're halfway through the show. How does this happen?
I don't know. You get two Amandas together.
No, we just
you get two Aries Amandas together.
Who don't really know what Aries means. I think stubborn is one of the
yeah.
stubborn, maybe. I could track.
I bet a lot of people can tell us.
Yes, I'm sure they could. I'm sure they could. Well, here's a fan favorite, at least of mine, that's going to be playing outside. I think you said the insurance company, Little Baby Tendencies.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah. Wonderful band who's been on Talk of Memphis before, actually, when we featured Ladies in Punk Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
super solid.
So yeah, let's hear Little Baby Tendencies. This is Confetti and Cigarettes right here on Talk of Memphis on WYXR 91.7 FM. Talking. Cabrillo and Porch Fest.
Down there, riders from all the Ohio, tip down, back down. this is Charlotte from Knott's. You're listening to
Some summer, long, long, long time ago. I can't remember the places where I used to go. You were wearing blue jeans cut off at the knee. I was clouded, mumbling, stumbling with my feet. The sun was hiding out behind a wall of clouds. You were talking fast, I'm not sure what about. You asked me questions, your words fell on my deaf ears. Forgot to mention, miss you when you are not here. Sometimes the snapshots and visions are one in the same. I count my blessings, my money, my debts are still not paid. To the steeple, reach up, reach into the sky. I've got my people, me, myself, me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and I.
WYXR Memphis 91.7 FM.
Slipping, cold-blooded.
Oh, yeah. Oh, some little feedback. I don't know what happened there. It's okay. Yeah, you're listening to Talkin' Memphis on WYXR 91.7 FM. I'm here with Amanda Yarbordil.
Yeah, I think you could just say with the Amandas.
Well, you're here with the Amandas. We've done that before. Mm-hmm. I just like to overcomplicate things. I like to say your hyphenated last name.
Hyphenated.
Yeah, what's your middle name?
K.
Simple. Well, that was, yeah, Amanda K. Yarbordil.
Yeah.
You escaped. Oh, you were born later. I think there's a running joke about ladies in the born in the 70s. Everyone, all of our name, middle names, Marie.
Oh, Marie, yes.
Just lazy. It's like there's shove Marie in there. Anyway, again, not talking about us or our names. We are talking Memphis about
Cooper Young Porch Fest.
Cooper Young Porch Fest this Saturday.
This Saturday.
The 20th. Just want to note that we heard from Gloria Sabor with Sunshine Mud, old Jeff Hewlett. That guy, he's a mover and a shaker.
He really is.
Love him. Some Summer by him. And these are artists that you can see play live during this Saturday's Cooper Young Porch Fest. What's it like organizing this? We only have 15 minutes left, but
right.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's fun for me. It's a fun challenge.
Yeah.
It's really all just done in the Google Suite. I mean, you make a Google form.
Bless it.
You turn those responses into a Google sheet, yeah. And then you start, then you make the magic. Then you put all the pieces together.
So sponsored by Google, along with a bunch of other local
right, I wish I could actually get some of the Google money.
Kidding.
We would replace all the sidewalks in
yeah,
the neighborhood.
Replace all the sidewalks.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I think it's really fun. It makes me feel incredibly satisfied when I go out that day.
Yeah.
And they're just like, hundreds of people.
I was going to say, is it even possible to get a type of headcount in that situation?
I don't, you know, what I do sometimes is I go to shows and I'm like, how many people are here? Oh, are there 30 people at this show?
Yeah.
And then you think about like how many more going on across the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe there's only 10 at some, but still it's a lot of people, but I have no idea. I mean, hundreds.
For sure. Over that. I mean, I could be exaggerating. I'm really bad at head counting, but I know I walked out of my porch, walked out my front door during the drag show last year, and I swear there were a couple hundred people
yes.
winding through yes. the streets to see the magical Miss Mothy.
Yes.
And
no, it's always, and yeah, and that's like the most beautiful end of it to me, the drag show.
Yeah.
It's very like affirming. There'll be like these little sweet little boys that come up with little dollar bills.
Oh, yeah.
And they're
well,
like.
Well, especially last year was pivotal
yes,
considering
right.
the legislation issue.
Yes.
You know. Yeah, it was really.
So I'm so glad that we're in this space now that we can have it and there's no current challenge
yeah.
to being able to have drag at Porch Fest.
Yeah, because it's a beautiful thing. The whole thing's beautiful. I love it. And we have, when I say we, I mean you, the yard sale before that,
yes.
right? From
yard
H&M.
Sales. Do you like to come and look at other people's things?
Mm-hmm. And buy them.
Yes, and buy them, yeah. of course. I love to do that. So,
same.
If you're into that.
Yeah.
Yard sales.
Yeah, plenty of goodness there. All right, we're blowing through this 1 hour of talking Memphis. And I'll just play a couple more tunes. How's that sound?
I think that seems totally appropriate.
I'm going to be very selfish. And so this is how wonderful you are to work with. She is not on the schedule, but last minute this past week, I was talking to my friend Minor, who was played on my show on Fridays, by the way. Plug, plug. 4 to 6, Finders Keepers. And she's going to be wedged between the wonderful band Rosie, who also played Raised by Soundfest last year and killed it.
Yes.
And the drag show. And I think we're going to do a pop-up with Minor. So
that's great. You know, there are secret shows that happen on Porch
Fest. I've heard that. I actually reached out to a local musician who I love. Her name's Casey. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm playing my friend's porch. But I'm like, you're not on the schedule. I was like, well, it's kind of secret.
It's a secret show.
I'm like, okay, cool. But yeah, that's what's great about it. You can just pop yeah. around different corners and be like, oh, cool. Live music from
yes.
local musicians.
Some people sent me emails really light and were like, oh, I want to have a show at my porch. And I'm like, you can do whatever you want.
Right.
I cannot put them on this. My font is already so small. Please bring your readers.
I have the progressive lenses, my friend.
Yes. Bring your readers
to
look at your schedule because there's a lot of people on there.
It's jam-packed.
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to do back-to-back artists that are playing my porch on Porch Fest. So we're going to hear from Minor with withdrawn. And we're also going to hear from Rosie with Sleepy right here on Talkin' Memphis with Amanda, with the Amandas, actually.
Both Amandas.
Yeah, Talkin' Cooper Young Porch Fest. Keep it tuned.
You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
WYXR.
Just
Hey there, it's Talkin' Memphis with the Amandas.
Here we are.
We're
Yay!
Here, we're doing it.
Wonderful.
And it went by like a flash.
Of course.
Like a flash. Let me turn down this backing track. We're talking about Cooper Young Porch Fest, which you organize as yes. the head of the Cooper Young Community yes. Association.
Exactly. We want you to come to our neighborhood this weekend.
Yeah.
We think it's going to be a really nice day, and you should come, and you'll probably run into, like, at least five people you know.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's usually a wonderful turnout. I went to the first one, which was incredible because it was pandemic yes. times,
right.
and it was so nice to just, like, walk around and see
yes.
people at a distance and hear live music, but now it seems it's really grown substantially.
Yes. People, I will say... People say they like it more than Cooper Young Festival, Amanda.
I would concur. I would concur.
I'm not trying to be
No, it's not a competition.
Over
no,
here.
No.
But people say they like it more.
Well, and I do, and I've lived in Cooper Young, I don't even know. What year is it? I've lived there a
yes,
while.
Right.
16 years, maybe. 2009 in my home currently.
Right.
And I do 100% avoid Cooper Young Fest.
Yeah, it's hard. There's just so many people and they're all jammed.
And
up.
I'm old and I just like to be able to meander around and listen to live music. And
yes. I think that it is less condensed because it's spread all over the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's helpful.
And it is a sort of day that is just to like come out, see other people, listen
yeah.
to music. And that's just really nice. That's what human beings want and need, right?
100%. And dogs. I like seeing dogs out
yes,
too.
I'm sure.
Although I'm boarding mine because that guy will go crazy
yes.
with all that's happening on Saturday. But yeah, we've been playing artists that are performing at Cooper Young Porch Fest this Saturday.
Yes.
It's a free event. It starts at noon. It runs until 6 is Cooper Young Porch Fest proper, right? But then there's an after party.
There's an
now.
After party right at Young in Philadelphia near Memphis Whistle.
Mm-hmm.
So you can come out to that.
With the crawfish boil.
Yes, there'll be crawfish.
Or
there'll
ball.
Be music on the Shell on Wheels stage.
Wonderful.
And there's a Facebook event for that. You can find so much information if you go to your internet machine and you can look.
Use your knowledge station, aka
yes.
your tiny hand computer, aka your
yes.
phone.
Yes, and you can try to find, and I'm sure you will find, Cooper Young Community Association on Instagram or Facebook, or you can even go to our website, and there's just information there for you about Saturday. We want to help you. We want to make this easy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much
this,
for having
again,
me.
Again, flew by. Love having you on. I
yes.
hope it's a tradition.
I will be here next year.
Awesome. Well, and I will see you on Saturday.
Yes, I'll definitely see you on Saturday.
All right. We're closing things out with a band that's playing at Cooper Young Porch Fest. Another one of them. This is The Stupid Reasons with Fighting For You. And always keep it tuned to WYXR. Thanks again. I'm Andy Arbordell.
Punches, I'm fighting for you anyway.